In Braintree, some openings today in that town. Joining me now live, we have the mayor, Charles Koukouras. Thank you so much for joining us. So good day today, July 8th in Braintree.
Yes, it is. We're looking at numbers we've been coming in with zeros for new cases. We have had a total of 896 cases and unfortunately 117 deaths. At this point right now, we have less than five active cases that are on our books right now. And because of that, we are happy to announce that today was our first day of being open to the public at Braintree Town Hall and a number of other town buildings. And, we're happy to be able to serve the public again. And we have all of the guidelines in place and require face masks, et cetera, to make sure that the public remains safe and healthy. So this is a good day here in Braintree and reopening of Town Hall.
Now, have you, I know they had cut back, I think, to every other week doing the collections at Town Hall, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, for PPEs. Is that something that you will be continuing on a scattered basis, or tell me what the update is?
So what we've been doing is collecting on Tuesdays. Our hours here at Town Hall are until 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. We close earlier on Friday so that we can serve the public until 7 on Tuesday night. So we've done the food drive pretty much on the Tuesdays. But now that Town Hall is open, we're going to set up a donation box so that anyone can come in during Town Hall hours and drop off non-perishable foods, et cetera. So it will enhance people's opportunity to contribute to the food pantry, and Kate Naughton, my services coordinator, who is running the task force, has done a great job with it, and we continue to collect food, and we continue to have demand, of course, during this pandemic. It's just, you know, exceptional to look at the job that we've done as a town, our health department, and, you know, the governor's done as far as keeping people safe and looking at our numbers compared to the rest of the country. This is where we want to be, and we will continue to be cautious to make sure we stay healthy and safe and keep the spread to a minimum.
And so, one more quick question. After, you know, of course, WATD was at that shooting at the Braintree Plaza on that Friday, and I believe that you had already set up a meeting with Braintree executives from South Shore Plaza about updating the security even more. That was already in the pipeline. What's happened since that shooting? Have you met with the mall people and police to even tighten security even more at the Braintree Plaza?
Yes, we did have a meeting, at the earliest point possible, which was Monday, and we have talked about some enhanced security, which I really can't get into because we don't want to avail them to the criminals, but we have we're in the process of re-upping our agreement to have two police officers and a sergeant on duty there, and that's an agreement that we've had for a number of years now. But certainly, we have a number of measures that we are working on with the South Shore Plaza. Our Braintree Police Department did a tremendous job in their response, and, you know, the training is just unbelievable. When you look at the initial call coming in, no one has any idea as to what they're going to walk into, and it was just, you know, tremendously done by Braintree PD. Braintree Fire was there, Brewster Ambulance. We had Boston Police, State Police, ATF, FBI, and all of the surrounding metro police officers. And, you know, I was really, really happy to see their response. And quite frankly, you know, a 15-year-old girl was shot and injured, and I spoke with her the other day to check in on her. And, this is a very, very, you know, traumatic experience for a 15-year-old girl and her family. So, I mean, you know, we take this very, very seriously. But I will say, isolated, targeted incident. She was an innocent victim of a stray bullet. But I will say that, we will implement a number of measures at the South Shore Plaza to create a safer environment. And, you know, my opinion is it's a great place for families and you know everyone in the community to go shop and spend money, and we really would like to see that. But I will say we've had our talks, and we're going to continue to put together more security measures at the South Shore Plaza.
Well, that's great, and we appreciate you giving us that update. Again, that's Braintree Mayor Charles Koukouras. Thank you so much for joining us today.